Going this morning?
I'm very well. It's been some nice weather of late.
It has been beautiful weather, but I'm a bit worried. It's a little bit cloudy out there this morning, and I know we are looking at a little bit of rain, so not good for the school leavers and their picnics.
No, we've got some afternoon and evening showers, and it's that time of the year too with all the leavers' dinners going on. And
that's right. I don't want my hair to get wet tonight, Lee, at the Parklands dinner.
Well, that's all the good things that's happening for those that are leaving their high school or their college. And we've got something happening on Sunday, and we've been speaking about this at great length over the last couple of weeks. It's an inaugural event. It's run for Tarkin. Talented Somerset basketballer Tarkin Whitehouse, who certainly did leave a mark on all those that knew him. And we're keeping his name alive. Tell us a little bit about this and also about the role of Speak Up, Stay Chatty.
That's right. Thank you, Lee, for that. The Run for Tarkin, it is the first of many events to come. So that is happening this Sunday. All gets underway at the Burnie Basketball Stadium from 10 a.m. The run will kick off. Lee, and running, we've got six runners that are running all the way to the Wynyard Lookout. And they'll have certain stops on the way. Now, they'll go from the basketball stadium down to the semicolon garden there, the Out of the Shadows into the Light at Burnie Park. And then be running it to Burnie High School, where all the community, Lee, can come and gather and do a couple of laps with the main runner, Caden Bracken, and do a couple of laps, and we'll have a bit of a moment there for Tarkin. And then we'll go to the Somerset Stadium, where we'll have a minute silence and a guard of honour as well from the little kids out there at the Somerset Basketball Stadium. And then on to Wynyard.
Yeah, on to Wynyard and on to the Table Cape Lighthouse, where his family will walk to his favourite place of the lookout. It's a beautiful spot up there.
It is a magnificent spot there. So we're really looking forward to it. Speak Up, Stay Chatty, of course, a big role. Next year, the run will be solely for them, and all funds raised will go to Speak Up, Stay Chatty, just to keep that message alive in schools across Tasmania about, mental health and how you can get help and support.
How long has it been since you spoke to Caden Bracken?
This morning, actually, not yesterday. Early as this morning.
He must be gearing up for it, getting rather excited.
Yeah, he's a very good runner. So for Caden, this is probably a little bit of a walk in the park, but it still takes a lot of training and stuff to get him all ready for the run. And this one, of course, a bit different because we've got a few stops on the way. Normally, Caden will run the whole thing without stopping. So that stopping and starting will be a bit challenging, but it's going to be a really emotional run as well for him. So it's, it's going to be emotions flying all day because Tarkin, as you said, Lee, very well-known basketballer and very loved young member of our community who sadly lost his life to suicide.
Tragedy. So, yep. Yeah, building awareness and youth suicide and also mental health. There are people out there that can help. Lifeline 13 11 14, Suicide Callback Service 1300 659 467. And Beyond Blue, another one of those institutions who do a fabulous job in our community, 1300 224 636. And Caden should be okay. He's played cricket, he's played football, so he's fit enough.
He's extremely
prerequisites
fit.
So, to do something like
prerequisites.
This.
He's extremely fit. Now, Caden will be joined with a few other guys because, of course, we can't shut the roads down, Lee, with the time that we had to organise this. So the boys will be running on the footpath. But as I said, there will be some spots such as Burnie High School and the Coastal Pathway where people can actually run. But we've got a map up on the Facebook page, Lee, as well. If you just look up on Facebook, Run for Tarkin.
And while you're there, you can buy a T-shirt or a cap. And go to Burnie Tickets as well.
You certainly can. But, Lee, I think we're almost out of T-shirts.
That's good.
I think
good.
There's only one left. So, but there are lots of hats left. So all the funds, of course, go to the family this year. And next year, as we said, Speak Up, Stay Chatty. But get online, have a look and follow that map because it'll give you clear directions where we're going. And if you do want to participate in either a walk or a run, for example, Fish Frenzy, you can hop on board there and walk to the Burnie Park if you don't want to run. So there are lots of little spots that people can actually join in as well.
So head to the Facebook page and all the details are all there. Giovanna Simpson from Burnie City Council and here at 7BU. You have a top day and I hope it all goes well. And we might have a bit of a chat to you and see how it all went.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Lee.